With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The two presidential candidates continue to have packed schedules with 11 days to go in the race for the White House. Vice President Harris rallied thousands in Georgia last night with the help of Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. In Las Vegas, former President Trump spoke at a mega rally hosted by conservative group Turning Point Action. Even though polls show a neck-and-neck race in the critical swing states, Trump said he's ahead by big margins.
We're leading by a lot. In Nevada, we're leading by a lot. In Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
Harris will team up with Beyonce today for a rally in solidly Republican Texas. The focus of her Houston rally will be on the state's abortion ban. It's a topic she addressed last night in suburban Atlanta.
Women have died because of these bans. Including a young mother of a six-year-old son right here in Georgia.
Trump will also be in Texas today. He's sitting down with popular podcaster Joe Rogan and will hold a press conference in Austin focused on immigration issues. Also at SRNnews.com, the Los Angeles County District Attorney recommends that the life without parole sentence for Eric and Lyle Menendez be thrown out and that the brothers be resentenced and immediately eligible for parole. The brothers were convicted in the 1989 killings of their parents. The owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. The price tag of that project could be around $2 billion. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that most churchgoers want their pastor to address the tough issues.
A poll by Lifeway Research reveals that 80% of Protestants think a clergyman must address hot-button social issues or he's not doing his job. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "As American culture increasingly includes few overly Christian elements and more non-Christian ideas, churchgoers are hungry to know what the Bible says about life's issues." The survey also finds a lot of pastors are preaching about current events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are pinning their hopes for a victory on abortion rights voters, but experts point out that older women, even Democrats, see abortion as more of a peripheral issue compared to younger women. And while abortion may resonate deepest with younger women, they're also in a historically unreliable voting bloc. Nationally, 4 in 10 women under 30 say abortion is their top issue. This is SRN News. Italian police have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers after tracking him down to Colombia.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar, perhaps Colombia's most notorious gang leader, who came from the city of Medellin. And it was in Medellin that Belvedere was finally caught and arrested on Thursday night.
That report from the BBC's Paul Moss. New orders for key U.S. manufactured capital goods increased more than expected in September, but business spending on equipment likely slowed in the third quarter. More details at SRNnews.com.